CSVY Sonoma.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear.
This is Our Timeless Secrets. And our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning and welcome to Sonoma, California. It's a beautiful day. My name is Harry Blum, and I'd like to introduce our host, Mari Best.
Yes. Thank you, Harry. Oh, wow. What a morning. I was jumping in there way ahead of time. I'm so excited. I'm buzzing on the end of my seat. And right at the last minute, I invited my dear friend Keala of Keala Healing to be here in the room with us because, and thank you, welcome for coming today, Keala. Oh. It's so good to see you.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited and so grateful that what you do to support these newly found frequencies and Dr. Eric Pearl and now Frederick and Solomon and the new book Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life.
Well, it's my pleasure. Trust me, it is truly my pleasure because I myself had the gift of healing the first of this year that you were very much involved with. And this book that we're going to be talking about today, Solomon Speaks, is what I'm calling universal truth ready to explode. And the authors, Dr. Eric Pearl and Frederick Ponslov. Dr. Eric Pearl was a successful chiropractor from L.A. who learned through a series of bizarre occurrences that his gift lay far beyond the realm of spinal adjustment. And then Frederick Ponslov, an accomplished screenwriter, acting teacher, and award-winning actor, who began to deliver coherent messages from beyond our four-dimensional existence here on Earth, thus enlightening Dr. Pearl on his gift. So reading the book, and Solomon Speaks, Fred Ponslov is the voice of Solomon, and they have chosen to name the voice Solomon. And there are no accidents coming right on the heels of the book, The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. Solomon Speaks is like the epitome of the message that is coming through. And I think I'm reading Solomon Speaks for the second time around, but what I do is I read a paragraph and it affects me so profoundly that I feel I have to read it over again and again. I don't know. Did you have that experience?
Oh, my God. I just started to read, and I'm in bliss. I mean, it answers all my questions. And I feel if I have to take one book to an island, I would take this book because there's everything in it that I always wanted to ask, even questions that I not even knew that I have.
Yeah, it's true.
It is absolutely, absolutely wonderful and supportive and enlightening, and it's everything I ask for in this work.
Yes.
And for my life.
And, you know, what this book offers is an entirely new perspective on how to reconnect with, tap into, create, utilize, manage, and flow forward with the unlimited, expansive power of the universal energy that enables us to heal, thrive, and live our most vital, purposeful, productive, balanced and exuberantly happy life. I mean, and you know that this is, I'm quoting now from the promotional material here. And that is spot on. I would not quote it if I didn't feel it. There's an extraordinary force of creation, the source of healing, and the connection we have to our higher states of being. In the other list of things you might discover as you read this book, I see of many possible things you might discover. One is this: the way to reconnect yourself to the source of love, prosperity, abundance, unity, light, oneness, expansion, and bliss. Okay, so here you have it, you know. Is that, can you say any more?
I haven't seen you get this excited about any book. We read the Cryon series, and that was powerful, but this brings you to a whole new level.
This is true. And it looks like Dr. Eric Pearl and Fred Ponslov are calling in as we speak. So Harry will go and welcome them on the phone. And so as he's doing that, Keala, I just want to thank you once again for coming here and being with us at such short notice. I mean, it's not like we didn't know this was coming about, but I'm so glad you're here. And Fred and Dr. Pearl will be just such a force of energy in this interview that, I don't know, I'm having a hard time holding on to my seat. You know, it's difficult to connect that to some people who may be listening, but people did hear the joy that I had in the healing at the first of this year, and the ultimate knowledge when the healing occurred that I would never be visited by that melody again. There was just some inner knowing within me that said, you know, I'm not going to feel this again. I am not going to experience this again. And I know that Harry is working really hard to bring our people in, and here we are. Fred, welcome.
Well, hello.
It is so good to see you are online, and we are also going to be looking forward to hearing Eric shortly. So, Oh my goodness, I don't know where to start. Have you been hearing anything I've said about this book?
I just caught the tail end. I just came online, I guess, like 2 minutes ago.
Oh my goodness. It is absolutely powerful. And anyone I have spoken to who has had the pleasure of reading it, or at least getting started with it, we all are concurring about what's showing up with us on reading it.
Oh, how fabulous.
Thank you for your gift. Thank you for stepping into owning this gift, too, because that's a powerful thing for you to do. And the one thing that I'm saying about this book, it is a universal truth ready to explode. That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I tell you, it took me 50 years to get to this point, so here we are.
Well, now you did, and thank goodness you did. And so, Fred, what were you feeling when you realized that this was more than just a chiropractic visit?
Well, you know, this is something that's been around for a while, and I mostly kept it to myself because I sort of started at the Colorado, when I was at the Colorado Shakespeare Festival, and it was the summer of Est, when everybody was doing Est. Meditation, TM.
Yes.
And I was doing Est as well, but TM. And I thought, well, I'll, I couldn't afford to go to the thing, so I sort of just owned my way, you know. And suddenly I asked myself a question, and I got an answer, but it wasn't my answer. And I asked another question. I got another answer, and it was phrased in a way I didn't talk. And then I thought, okay, good. You know, you're schizophrenic. Now we just one more thing to deal with. So I spent a lot of time, you know, trying to cope with that, you know. And it wasn't until I had one experience with another person before I ran into Eric where I sort of just went unconscious and started talking. My arms were moving, and I had no idea what was going on. But when I first went to Eric's office, it was very obvious to me that I would had to fight to stay awake, just fight. And I thought, this is such poor form to, you know, go unconscious at a chiropractic visit. And I said, after the second visit, I said, I have no idea what this is. I can't explain it, but I just want to make you aware of that if I happen to go on. He said, well, maybe you should step back. So I did, and the result of that is this book, actually. Some 20 sessions or something where we talked about healing and all the stuff that's included in the book.
Now, can you just at will now, since you've got this connection to Solomon, you've given this a name, is there a way that you can at will ask Solomon a question? And if so, what would be your question?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, I think my answer to the question I would ask is, are we conveying the information in the way that it needs to be conveyed? I mean, that was my whole fear early on, was that, you know, what if, you know, what's coming through me is deleterious to society? And, you know, and over the years I've come to trust the message, but I want to make sure that it's accessible. You know, I want to make sure that the message is accessible to people. And that's partially, mostly why we wrote the book, was to get this information out, you know, and that it be accessible, and that it come from a place where people can grow. And I think we've accomplished that in some degrees.
Totally.
With the book. And I think what Solomon ultimately says is that, you know, we all have our own power. We all have our own answers.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And all we have to do is tap that deeper information, you know.
And trust. So,
and I think that's what Solomon encourages everybody to do, is to, you know, understand that the answers aren't outside of yourself. They're
exactly
inside yourself. They just need to be revealed.
Right. I'm totally with you on that. Now, just bear with me for one second here.
Sure.
I'm looking for a number. Actually, I'm going to ask my husband to check it out. I've got it under Eric Pearl. There we are. So anyway, yes, we talked briefly the other day because one of the things that I do on the show is I give my guests an opportunity to share with us a piece of music that may have moved them in their life. And you chose a piece of music, it is by Buffy St. Marie, My Country 'Tis of Thy People. And can you tell me just a little bit about how that song affected you?
Well, I think anybody in their life has certain people that talk to them in a really deep way. And I think music affords that kind of communication. And I was in high school when that song came out. I was a non-thinker, is what I was. You know, I just accepted the party line. And it wasn't really thinking about the information that was given to me. So I went over to this friend's house, and she said, oh, you know, have you ever heard of Buffy St. Marie? And I said, no, who is she? Well, she's this American Indian, and her music is very powerful. So she put on the very first thing, My Country 'Tis of Thy People, You're Dying. And I went, well, what she's saying can't be true. It can't be possible, all these things she's talking about in this song.
Right.
And so I went, whoa, I got to do some research here. So I went to the library and started looking up the stuff, and I went, oh, my God, you know, this is truth that she's talking about.
Uh-huh.
And why wasn't I aware of it?
Mm-hmm.
And so she, for me, she was, you know, such a force.
Yes.
And all of her music, that era of music, with, you know, with the messages that she puts out, God is alive, magic is afoot, that song, or Until It's Time for You to Go, I think one of the most beautiful love songs ever written, was so powerful and so spoke to me. And I think for different people, there's different artists that do that. But she woke me up.
Yes.
She woke me up in a way that I couldn't deny it. And I only hope that, you know, I'm able to do that for somebody down the road as well.
Oh, you are doing it.
You know, and that's why, I mean, As Solomon Speaks is really an effort to do that, to wake, you know, to wake the power that we all have within us. And that we can change our lives. We're not victim to the lives. Right. We can change them.
Right. And when you recognize that it is your truth, why not share it? Why not share it?
Well, you know, Eric, I'm sure he'll be on soon, but Eric, you know, I was really hesitant at first, I have to say, with this material. And I was, you know, I don't know if I'm really ready to go mainstream with this. And he said, well, what if at the end of the day, you know, you go up to, if there is a pearly gate, you go up to, you know, the gate and go, hey, you had a chance to do something and you didn't. Or would you rather have taken the chance and seen what happened?
Exactly.
And I, you know, the argument made sense to me.
Oh,
you
know, it's...
You take the chance.
Thank you.
You reach out as opposed to not reaching out.
Well, that's powerful. And you know what? You just managed to bring in our friend, Dr. Eric Pearl. Welcome, Eric.
Hi. I'm glad to be here.
It's so good to have you on board. And we've been talking with Fred about his experience with this and congratulating him for stepping into the shoes of power. And I love them. I love what he's doing. And also in the studio, we have our friend Keala Gerhard, who has been my healer through your reconnective healing process. And so we're all together here. Now, Harry, myself, Keala, and Fred, and you, and the place is just elevated, extremely elevated. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad that we could be here. You know, as Fred was sharing, it really was a decision he had to make to bring this forward. I had to make to bring this forward, too, to tell you the truth, because we, both of us, sat on this material for quite a while before deciding to release it. And at times I would say to myself, why don't I just put it out? Why don't I just, you know, put it out? Why don't I talk with Fred? We see how to do it. And it just, it wasn't the right time. And I still don't know why. I guess the only answer to that is because this is the right time.
Of course. And you trusted. And thank goodness you did, because you have blessed us with something powerful. I've already read it once. I'm reading it for the second time. And as I had said earlier, I read a paragraph and I think, wait a minute, let me read that again, another one. And I perhaps read over and over.
Yeah. I was going to say, the interesting thing about this is that it manages to remain so timeless and personal yet impersonal. In other words, the voice coming through Fred was speaking this information to me, but it wasn't speaking it to me, Eric Pearl, the human being. It was speaking it to me, Eric Pearl, who is going to be a pivotal player in bringing this information forward. And multiple times it made the point that Fred and I have a purpose to bring something forward. So in a sense, it's almost as if Fred was the telephone. Without the telephone, the message couldn't come through. The message was being spoken to me, but it's easy to confuse that this was being spoken just to me, because I believe, And I'm sure when you read this, you hear this speaking to you, that this information is speaking to each of us who is here, challenging us to bring a new level of consciousness and awareness into our lives individually and onto the planet as a group.
Which is so exciting.
And I'd like to read, if I may, I'd like to read a short paragraph from the book at this moment. It says,
sure.
We need to throw those pebbles. The world will change. That is why we are here. It is of prime importance. That is why you showed up. You didn't pick up this book by accident. You are the reason. You must discover that. I wouldn't be here otherwise. And that, to me, is one of the most powerful parts. It said, Mari, kick in now. Jump into your path. And, you know, that's what I do.
Well,
I take it seriously.
It was powerful hearing you read it, I must say.
Well, this is just the beginning.
I just opened to a little portion of it also, and I want you to notice that it's easy to look at this and say this is a book for healers to step into their ability to become healers, but it's actually simultaneously a book to allow each of us to step into the multidimensional beings that we are. And let me share a couple of brief paragraphs with it and listen to it from the perspective of being a healer and listen to it from the perspective of simply being a human being who's looking to expand. It reads, this is from January of 96. You are here to unveil those here with your heart. We carry your life through this medium. We are here to recognize a greater force that permeates your being. It is here to unveil those ideas that are foreign to those with which you come in contact. Your life is that which is. It carries with it the entire energy of the universe in its minuscule form. Your energy feels that force in its entirety. It allows that product to be surfaced through your hands in particular. Your feelings of this energy are those which feel those entities that can carry your life forward. And you must recognize that the process of integrating this energy into forming it through your being is very complex. It's not simple in nature. But you are now understanding the varieties of this force, and you need to hone in on specific energies as you feel them. There are myriad energies, and you are sort of dealing with them as one force, when in actuality, there are a number of very distinct types of energy. So you need to recognize those forces and be able to play that energy as carefully as you can. It is now fine-tuning for you. You need to feel the specific energy as it flows through that will best help. So we're learning how to play ourselves as instruments, whether we're functioning as healing practitioners or whether we're really stepping into the consciousness of our life expansion and simply becoming more, because what we have to recognize is that our very presence, in our very presence, as we expand, we resonate differently, we raise the field within everyone with whom we interact. So it doesn't matter whether we function as a healer consciously and intentionally, or whether we carry this vibration and we're a supermarket cashier and we turn towards the next person who's had a rough time with the kids screaming while they're shopping and give them a smile that emanates light from within, and we then have become the healer or the healing facilitator in that person's life at that very moment.
So true. So true. And one of the things that it in Solomon Speaks, it teaches us how to clear the obstructive energy and pare away the chaff and suffering and be at peace. Can you elaborate on that for us? I'd like you both, if you feel, you know, jump in. Either one.
Brad, you want to start?
I think what it ultimately is
go ahead, Trent, spit it out.
I'm getting there. There's a perfection that's in each one of us. You can call it love, you can whatever name you want to call it, but there does exist within us this kind of pure great energy, and if we focus and raise that life condition, that kind of energy, nothing can compete with that. Nothing can compete with that. Nothing is stronger than that. But we tend
to,
sometimes in our lives, give attention to minuscule hurt, Yeah. Or, you know, and then we feed that. And then we get so consumed with all of that that we forget that inside of us there is this perfection that can be awakened.
Now, we can clear this negative energy away with one of two different approaches. We can do it from the perspective of fear, or we can do it from the perspective of love. When we do it from a fear-based approach is when we actually use techniques to do it. We try to shake off negative energy and spray ourselves down with alcohol and blow it out of the system, cough it out, sneeze it off. But when we do it from love, we simply allow ourselves to emanate at that higher, more coherent, God-like love or vibration of the intelligence of the universe. And we find that once we are light, we've got nothing we have to intentionally clear, because light leaves, there's nothing that light has to protect itself from, because darkness doesn't exist. Darkness is merely that space where we've not allowed ourselves to truly vibrate at the light that we are. So what a lot of Solomon Speaks does is it allows us to return to an optimal light vibration, a vibration that we may well experience as home in between lifetimes, but allows us to manifest that light vibration while here on Earth. And as we do that, we find that if we've taken anything on that needs to be cleansed, it was all the time simply an illusion, and the light is what shows us that.
Oh, well, I'm glad that we're recording this, because that was so spot on for me. It just hit home, and I truly, truly appreciate that. And, you know, the one thing that I asked Fred earlier, if you were to be able to ask Solomon anything, what would it be? What would it be for you, Eric?
You know, that's a very... very interesting question, and I want you to know that although no one has asked me that before, I have asked myself that. And here comes the answer. Nothing.
Perfect.
Absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you how I came to that, was that when we were doing sessions, you know, we would do a session with Fred, the way we used to do them in the very beginning was, and it's not that Fred needs this by any stretch, he doesn't, but this is the way we would share the opening or the participation in it, is that I would start to bring up the reconnective healing frequencies while Fred would place himself into a comfortable position in a chair that he liked. And then the voice would start, and I would let go of my doing and just observe. But the voice of Solomon would speak first, before any questions were asked. Then I would ask questions after the opening presentation that Solomon gave, shall we call it, came to a pause. I received very fascinating answers to my questions, but nothing was as fascinating as what Solomon simply knew before I asked anything that was most appropriate and timely and important for me to hear.
I think that there is a deeper issue that Solomon senses, I think.
Yes.
And, you know, that he sort of circumvents the small talk and just gets to the issue, you know.
Yes.
Solomon is not not everything we would always think that any entity would be. Shall we just say that Solomon doesn't suffer fools well. He cuts to the chase. He's not the most patient being in the world. But what that has done for me is it's really forced me to focus in areas and ways that I might not have discovered without realizing that there really is a standard that we are here to live up to, a bar for us to raise ourselves to or get over.
And Eric.
Mari.
Yes. You know, there's so many things I go here now. I'm going in all different directions. But How can people learn to get in with this
mindset?
Mindset. Thank you, Harry. Glad you brought your brain along.
You know, I think that how and why A can be very disempowering questions, because they make you figure out what should and shouldn't be in the appropriate boxes, and then we miss what's outside the boxes. Furthermore, how and why tend to be our natural questions in a somewhat linear existence, which does not confine Solomon. I believe that I don't know how or even fully understand why, although we grow by looking for those answers. But in the listening, in the reading, we find that Solomon triggers vibrations of what I call truth, of essence, the vibration of truth, which allows a lot of the chaff, as we say, a lot of the obscurations to vibrate out of that system, allowing a pure resonance of light. So the reason we put it into the book, of course, is that so we can read it and absorb it and listen to it and read it again. But I will tell you, I recorded these sessions, and I loved to just play them in my car when I would drive and listen and feel the same energy and feel the voice. And so I'll tell you, Mari, what's happening is that Fred and I have decided to give our very first workshop or seminar together in Los Angeles, which will be June 29. I'm doing a reconnective healing seminar in Sacramento, June 21 through 23, where we teach you how to do reconnective healing. And that following Saturday, June 29, we're going to be doing a workshop here at the Hilton.
I would like to bring Mari there. I would like to bring Mari to that workshop.
Oh, boy. Yes, 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 yes.
That's powerful.
Thank you.
June 29th. I mean, there is, if I can just throw myself in here for a second.
Yes.
There is, and we both experienced it when we worked on the book. I mean, and I can't say that it was always cordial. You know, there was a lot of what should go in, what should not go in, you know, all those kind of discussions.
That we were at the information. It's just some of the information it was important for the second.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say was...
Fred and I are working on.
What I wanted to say was that at the end of every one of those sessions that we worked on the book, I felt better.
I mean, because you learned from the experience.
Better,
do you believe?
Physically better.
Yeah.
And I can't explain it, no more than I can explain what Solomon is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I walked away feeling better.
That's so powerful.
And I'm curious to see, you know, as people read the book, their response to that is. Because it definitely, I mean, some mornings I would show up in a really foul mood. But by the end of it, I was changed. I was changed, and I'm not sure why. And I can't explain
it. And you know what, Mari? I'll tell you that the editor, the head editor, who had been at Hay House for 20-some years, when she read the manuscript, she wrote me an email which pretty much had one main sentence in it. And she said that after reading Solomon Speaks, she is forever changed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's read a lot of books.
And truthfully, I will go back to mentioning, having read The Reconnection, it is such a perfect follow-on to The Reconnection. And I feel inclined to ask this. Do you feel that one needs to read The Reconnection in order to understand Solomon Speaks? Or, you know, because I know I certainly have benefited from both.
Well, you know, I went on to Amazon.com for a moment today to read some of the reviews on Solomon Speaks. And a lot, you know, it does come up often that it's a wonderful sequel, and that it even makes more sense if you've read The Reconnection first, because people have a definitive perspective on it. But Solomon Speaks is stand-alone material if you allow it to be. If you allow it to be. So it really depends on the perspective with which you're reading it. We took out a separate website. So in other words, The Reconnection, the book, you know, and the seminars, Learning How to Do Reconnective Healing, is on www.thereconnection.com. But we also took out a separate website, solomonspeaks.com. So people don't have to connect the two, but I really do. Your question is really smack on there. A lot of people do feel that they get even more out of Solomon Speaks after reading The Reconnection.
Well, yesterday I was talking briefly with a friend who is in the healing realm back in the East Coast of, and she is in the process of reading your first book. And I didn't know that. I thought she was reading Solomon Speaks because she was just totally going crazy. Oh my God, Mari, I feel like I'm vibrating. I'm getting all these tingles going through my body. She says, I'm just absolutely, she says, I can't put this book down. And of course, I'm saying, going right along with her, agreeing with her. And then suddenly I realized that she was talking about The Reconnection. I said, oh my goodness, if you're feeling that way now, I just want to tell you, get ready, because the truth, as I say, the universal truth is about to explode. When you read Solomon Speaks, get ready. That's what
well,
I feel.
I should just tell you, for people who want to learn reconnective healing, we've got three seminars in the United States this year. We're doing Sacramento, June 21 through 23. We're doing Denver, September 13 through 15, and Newport Beach, November 1 through 3. We're actually even doing Toronto, November 8 through 10. And once you take the reconnective healing seminar, I can pretty much make you two promises, which are, A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do. And B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do. But I have to tell you, my excitement now, my real excitement, is this first seminar that Fred and I are doing on June 29, because we're going to do a workshop, we're going to discuss the material, we're going to be able to even ask questions of Solomon, and Solomon give, through Fred, a live presentation. So we'll hear the voice and get the next message fresh, first time, unedited.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know what that's going to drive me to right now? Is Fred. Fred, you're on.
I'm on. on what?
I want to ask you, is there a way that we...
Forget it.
No, okay, I knew you were going to say that, but I was willing to take a shot.
the thing is, I mean, I understand what you're asking, and there's something about the immediacy of being there with people, physically with people.
I understand.
That is really, like what Solomon says, and Eric can attest to this, you know, there's words that come out. You know, he does speak in a language that we can sort of access in varying levels and degrees. But what's deeper is, actually, I think, the energy exchange that goes on.
Yes.
And people go away and come back a day later and go, oh, my God, I felt thoroughly different. And things change for me the next day. Or things, you know, there really is. I mean, when we first started, and I did some other sessions with some other people, that, you know, people would bring in their tape recorders, you know, the with the battery kind, you know. Mm. And all they got was static.
I understand that.
We know that.
I get it. You know, I totally understand.
You know, the plug-in recorders seem to work a little better. But even in some of the recordings, it's just a lot of static and energy. And that's really part and parcel of what is being exchanged. Yeah. Just the same way when we meet somebody every day, and Solomon talks about this, we exchange energy.
Yes, yes.
You know, we take a little bit of every person we walk into during the day away with us, you know. There is an energy exchange, but Solomon's energy, I think, is very powerful.
Right, and I respect
the first
that.
Few times, the first two times we tried to record this, the tape recorders broke. I had to buy an expensive sound system that would accommodate this. But you know, when we, it's easy to be tempted to say, "Okay, Fred, Dan, you know, and what you'll see if you're there at the Hilton on the 29th of June, what you'll see, you'll understand that if this is not a tense show. I mean, Fred, with the utmost of respect, and respect isn't even a high enough term for it, will simply take the chair, and you will see how he enters into another state, lets go of his awareness, his consciousness on this plane, and allows something else to come through. And it's really an honor to be in the presence of it. And I will tell you, I'm going to speak for Fred now, and then he'll probably chime in with this, but he is a little nervous about this first one, because the truth is, Solomon, when Solomon comes through at his purest, is when Fred is least conscious, because least likely to edit it. And there's a part of Fred that says, "Oh my God, what's Solomon going to say? I can't control it." But it's his willingness to let go and not control it that brings in these deeper truths.
Am I supposed to chime now?
You can chime. Please chime, Fred.
But, you know, I think, you know, there is an element of letting go. I think standing back. And it's just something that, I accommodate, I think, more and more. You know, the more it happens, the better I am at it, I think. But it really is, you know, stepping back. It is just stepping back.
Yeah.
And letting whatever happens, happens, you know.
I'm seeing the huge word, the huge print, trust. It's just everybody
that
just trust.
Yeah,
know?
And that's, I think, what stopped me for so many years was because I wasn't sure of the message, you know.
Yeah.
But over the years, I've come to really trust that what is coming through is for the good of everybody.
You know, I've got the words are going through my head right now. We have to let go our ego, you know. And I don't know if Harry can play this song, but I could. I feel like I want to be frivolous for a moment here and remind people that this is so important. But when we get our egos all wrapped up in it, it can just devastate what the truth is that we're hearing. So I just so respect and honor that. I love that word, honor, where you are and your choice of delivery in this very important, very, very important information. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I quite honestly, you know, I think I have very little to do with it, but I appreciate all that you said, but it is letting go of ego.
Well, yeah. In order for you, Fred, in order for you to be the channel, there must be a trust factor from Solomon to feel that you're the right vehicle.
Yeah,
or conduit.
I guess, I don't know. I think, I quite honestly think everybody hears the same voice. I just somehow, for me, it's a little louder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, and that's the one thing that Solomon talks about, and then we have another book coming out soon. Is, you know, about dialing up your instinct, you know, learning to listen to your instinct, because the instinct will never go wrong for you, and we just don't listen to it.
That's for sure. That's
and the thing
sure.
is, we have to learn to trust that the answers are there, and if we listen to our instinct, they're going to take us where we need to go, you know. Instinct, Solomon says at one point, he says, instinct will always take you to joy. Take you to joy.
Yeah.
It's not about
another
fear.
Another thing Solomon says, which I think is just beautiful. He has a lot of, he explains that the music of our life is in our instinct. You know, one thing when you were talking about, Mari, before, triggered a little a paragraph in my head from the book or two that says, this is from May of 96. It says, "We are now here to understand your desire. We feel your energy forwarding toward the universe, and we are here now to represent a deeper understanding of that which is. We will begin this session by allowing ourselves to recognize the greatness that dwells within each one of us. We need only begin this by allowing our senses to be cleared of a formality. And now we are connected to a much greater self. And in that moment, we release a force that connects us to that greater power. In the process of that thought, we connect to that which is. We need only believe in our soul, and we are there. We will be that one, a clear channel in which to express the deepest part of our lives. Your soul is eternal in its manifestation. It is here for the express purpose of recognizing the greater self that we are. And we reach this by allowing ourselves to feel that force as it comes through our expression. The expression being the manifestation of this physical form. It's an expression that we have chosen, not unlike a mask of sorts that we choose to wear in this plane. But we give it a deeper inner expression as we connect our soul to the greater universe. And in that way, we feel the forces that propel life in its most basic nature and its most finite, infinite particle of energy force.
Oh. Once again, you get nothing but oohs and ahs and intakes of breath, you know. If Solomon Speaks is bringing to the world a truth that is outside of many people's
comfort zone.
And yeah. That's, you know, I'm all about living outside the box. In fact, I have an article in today's newspaper all about that. Outside the box. It's time for us to step outside of our comfort zones and be all that we can be. And you two are setting a trail on this. Thank you.
I couldn't agree with you more, but I think sometimes some people think that, you know, it's a sort of ego-based to do that.
Yeah.
But it really is for the world that you step up.
Totally.
It's not just for yourself.
No.
It's for the world that you step up and be who you can be.
Yes, and it's recognizing where it's coming from and what the purpose behind it is. And that's just what you've nailed right there. Yes. The world needs to hear it. So, okay, both of you, I thank you so much for being with us today. And I'd like you to share. Eric, you go first. Just one thing that you would like to tell me about Solomon Speaks, just one powerful thing, thought.
I think Solomon Speaks shows us how to vibrate from within, how to stop looking for the answers outside of ourselves, but how instead to vibrate at this level of truth that allows our densities to fall away. And when we do that, we find that we don't feel the need to try to send, but instead we receive. And in that space of receiving, our newer life vibration emanates back out into the field, and our receiving then becomes our contribution as well.
Wow.
And I remember four words, or was it three words? I think it says, don't send, just receive.
Right. Don't send, receive.
Don't send, receive. Thank you. Thank you for... And now, Fred.
Well, you know, the thing is, I think for me, it's just that, you know, the power of the universe is in you. And it's as simple as that, you know. Don't think you're powerless, you know. And once you discover that, everything else falls into place. You know, no one else has your answers. You have your answers.
Thank you. Thank you. And
he did stop short of saying click your heels three times in your home garden.
And you know, you see, this is why I love both of you so much, because you have the humor to go with it. You know, this is not, you're not taking yourselves too seriously, but you are conveying a powerful message, and that's what's so enlightening and so beautiful about this whole process. Solomon Speaks is a winner. Absolute winner, and thank you very much for bringing it. And I think what we'll do is we close out the show. I don't know which song we can play, because we know your song, Eric, Brown Eyed Girl, and we have not yet heard our song for Fred, but you know, we may go but playing out this.
Okay.
It's very long, so I'm going to be winding it down. But thank you so much.
Can I say one sentence?
Yes, yes, of course.
Here's Keala, and I just want to thank you so much. I'm a practitioner since 5 years, and I was waiting for this book, and it empowers me already. And I'm in bliss when I read it, and I feel I will be changed forever with this book, Solomon Speaks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
You. Now that your big eyes are finally open, now that you're wondering how must they feel, meaning them that you've chased across America's movie screens. Now that you're wondering, how can it be real that the ones you've called colorful, noble, and proud in your school propaganda, they starve in their splendor? You've asked for my comment, I simply will render. My country, 'tis of thy people you're dying. Superstition, you force us to send our toddlers away to your schools, where they're taught to despise their traditions, forbid them their languages, then further say that American history really began when Columbus set sail out of Europe, and stress that the nation of leeches that's conquered this land are the biggest and bravest and boldest and best. And yet where in your history books is the tale of the genocide basic to this country's birth, of the preachers who lied, how the Bill of Rights failed, how a nation of patriots return to their earth, and where will it...
And as we wind down, this song was a song that stirred within Fred some time ago and brought him to a new understanding. And now we're at a greater understanding when we remember Solomon Speaks is the book put together and written so beautifully with Dr. Eric Pearl and Fred Ponslov. We thank them for being with us and being so open and sharing this truth. And I want to thank Harry, and I want to thank all the listeners. I want to thank you, Keala Gerhardt, for being a wonderful healer and doing the reconnective work. And remember, give choice a voice. Step into your own life and create your powerful adventure. Read Solomon Speaks on reconnecting your life. And I'll see you all next week when we will be discussing it's a secret.
Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Sophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit. And of course, her spirit guides, the Sophocles and Andante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype, or better still, in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's M-A-H-R-I, best, as in the very best, @gmail.com. Or on the web at maribest.com.
May you always walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway.